Richard Callender's online right now, my old mate from TVN. What are you doing?
I'm just driving out of the driveway, Ray, on the way to Canterbury. A beautiful race meeting there under, well, a little bit overcast skies, let's say.
It gets underutilised, doesn't it, Canterbury?
Yes, it certainly does. It'll be shut down shortly for a little while because it'll be the quarantine centre when approval's given. So the Europeans and the Hong Kong horses and that can come here and the Japanese for the championships over the carnival.
Well, I have great affection for Canterbury because it's the first place I call the race on radio. Race 1, January 1984, won by a very good horse ridden by a very good jockey. Street Cafe, Darren Biedman, beat another horse called Wanavi, and a third horse was called Aracus, I think.
Well, you probably think this comment's going to be a little bit ordinary considering how heavy I am, but you wouldn't want Darren riding your horse the condition he's in now.
No, but he was a very talented apprentice in 1984, and Street Cafe, I think, went on to win a Blue Diamond, if my memory serves me correctly. That was its first start in a race.
And the big races in Melbourne today are leading to the Blue Diamond, the preludes in Melbourne, stand down today.
All right, well, I got you on for a very simple reason, not because I like you or because I want you to be entertaining. I want a winner for our listeners out there on Australia Day, or a couple.
Well, I think they can back two horses, and make sure you're sitting down because neither of them are trained by Christopher John Waller.
Hang on a sec, ladies and gentlemen, this is really, really big news. Really big news. Hang on. This is the first time ever that I can remember. We should do this as well. The first time ever that Richard Callender's appeared on this program tipping a horse on a Friday, or this case, Australia Day Monday, that hasn't involved a horse from the Waller Yard. Incredible.
It is incredible, but I think he can win a race in Melbourne.
Race two, go on.
Race two, number three, Colour of Money. I think it'll relish the 1900s. But it wouldn't be Australia Day if he didn't tip a horse trained by the legend Bart Cummings and his grandson James. Hugh Bowman's on board. I think he can steam over the top of the bay. Race two, number three, Colour of Money. And in race five, a horse named trained by one of your favourites, Kimmy Waugh. Mark Waugh's beautiful wife. Supreme effort. Thought it was awesome the other day in A Week of Grey, but I think he can take the step up. Race five, number four, Supreme effort.
Well, I can still see her. It's Kim Moore piloting Ranji Bill, the many victories I called at Arrow Park.
Phil, forget about that. She was a very accomplished and very good trotting driver, wasn't she?
She was very, very good. Sam Clipperton takes the ride. That's TAB number four, race five for Kim, and TAB number three, race two, Colour of Money for Bart and James.
They're the two I think will be hard to beat today, and if neither of them win, well, I apologise and I'll never see anyone again.
I'll talk to you next Friday.
See you, mate.
That's Richard Callender from TVN with a tip or two for today's race meeting.